I would say keep listening to the Gratitude Podcast to find this
Oh, thank you
inspiration in
so much.
2021. I just think that joy, it's coming from gratitude, from recognizing what you do have and appreciating it. And it's a never-ending practice, and you can continue to grow and go deeper in understanding what you have to be grateful for. And it's just a fun journey to be on, and that people are listening to have found this. I just say I encourage you to keep going and explore what else you have to be grateful for.
I would say I had so many like acting teachers always impart, be present. You have to be present in the scene. And when I was younger, I was like, what are you talking? I'm here. It took a while to learn what they meant. But I think being present is going to be so important when, you know, the vast majority of us are vaccinated and we go on about our lives as we, you know, in some semblance of how we used to do it. And being present is going to be so important. And by that, I mean,
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to this special episode. Ending this quite challenging but still beautiful year. And here today with me are some amazing people that I'm really happy to have on the podcast, Christy and Greg. I've recently been a guest on their podcast, and it was such a great experience, and I was so happy to get to meet them that I wanted to get to know them better and to get to explore the topic of gratitude more with them. They're doing a podcast about news, but they're doing it in a very beautiful way, in a way that makes us feel good, that makes us laugh instead of feeling sad. And I believe that this is an important part of being sane in this challenging time. So, welcome, Christy and Greg, from The Latest.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, from what I understood, Christy, you were researching or listening to the podcast, and you recommended it to Greg. And I think it's a wonderful combination. And I was very happy to receive your invitation and to be able to chat a bit on your podcast. And I'm really happy that we can have a chat about gratitude as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I found you looking up Gratitude Podcast. That's all I typed in, and was delighted to hear your voice and hear you just having meaningful conversations with people. It was great to stumble upon. And that's when I reached out to you.
Beautiful. So the topic of our interview today, our discussion, is humor and how we can actually get to gratitude through humor. And I've been wanting to explore this topic for quite a while because I think it's something that isn't like a direct link. Like, you don't think of gratitude when you think of humor, but For me and my girlfriend, for instance, it makes so much sense because humor is so helpful in overcoming different difficult emotions and being able to appreciate those beautiful things in life. Let us know a little bit more about each of you, and let us talk a little bit more about this.
Absolutely. I've been a comedian for it's weird to say this, almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And I've traveled all over the US, and humor has just played just a major, major role in my life. And my background is in improv comedy, where you you know, just kind of make everything up on the spot. And in improv, you learn a lot about listening to other people and knowing how to carry on conversations without pre-planning everything and really being present in the moment. And as a comedian, you know, it's so important to be able to absorb, you know, not only what the audience is giving you, but the world around you, and to be able to really take a look at it. And in my opinion, to not take it so seriously, because as long as you can treat life with a real open mind and an outlook that reminds you that everything's going to even out one way or the other, it's truly helped me just, you know, make my career what it is and get, you know, be able to go to sleep at night with a smile on my face most of the time. Yeah. I'm lying in bed with a big grin.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Well, I also think when you were saying that, it made me think how everyone has their own unique sense of humor too. Mm-hmm. That sometimes you hear people say, "Oh, I'm not funny." It's like, no, everybody's funny because they see the world in their own unique way. And I think a practice of gratitude is seeing what you have and being thankful for what you do have. And comedy is being present with what is happening at the moment and seeing it from your point of view, which is so unique. And that's what people are interested in. So I thought it was very interesting when you asked the relationship between humor and gratitude, because I hadn't really explored it, but it really comes from that point of view, I think, being able to see things and reframe them sometimes if you need to.
Yeah, I believe this is like something very similar. I love the people that are able to switch the perspective, to change it so drastically in such a simple way. And I especially love it when this happens naturally. Like, for instance, when I'm fighting with my girlfriend, I don't know, someone says something stupid, or just we just laugh about something. And the funny thing about that is that even though we were arguing and we were, I don't know, we were saying our arguments and we were defending ourselves and everything, in that moment when we laughed, it's like it didn't even matter. Like, the whole perspective changed, you know?
Yeah.
What were we fighting about, actually?
It's so funny you say that, because the best relationships that I've ever had have all revolved around being able to take that same type of approach to the other person, in ones where it's very serious and something is happening and we need to talk this out right now, and it just gets very heavy. Mm-hmm. You spend so much time worrying, and in the relationships I've had where it's always fun and trying to just make each other laugh and to be able to brush things off, it's just been the quality of life improvement has just shot through the roof.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's similar to gratitude, actually. Like, I believe gratitude is an important life skill, because we need, in so many moments in life, we need to be able to switch this perspective and to see the beautiful things that we have in our life. And it's similar to humor, especially in a relationship. I don't know how it is for others, but for us, it's very important. Like, if I'm able to just step outside the conflict for a moment and find something that makes her laugh, it's like the problem isn't there anymore. And it's fascinating for me to see how something this simple can change the whole perspective.
I can save you from your arguments. It sounds like this is your this is your trick that you use. You figured it out, and you're like, "Wait, how does this work?"
Yeah.
I also think it's like that. It forces you to be honest, because usually something, when it's funny, there's still like a kernel of honesty within that, you know, it's realizing, it's still acknowledging what is going on. And there is relief in that because someone's saying the thing that is the most true at that moment, you know, and it just kind of deflates and adds less stress when it's that, like, you cut through what's happening.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Yeah, yeah. And that's the beauty of it, because we get to see the resources that we have, it like with gratitude, when we just focus, if we are just focusing on the bad things and the things that we don't have and everything, it's hard for us to see the resources and the beautiful things in life that can actually help us reach the things that we want. And I think it's similar here. Like we're able to see beyond the problems and like you said, to cut through them and have a whole different perspective. And I believe this is quite similar as well to what you are doing on the latest. I think it's actually presenting reality in a way that is actually funny and gives you hope somehow, and a different a different kind of power over what's happening. It's instead of it the news being disempowering, by the fact that you can laugh and you can feel more relaxed from the knowledge that I have and from what I've read, it's actually helping us reach those resources actually in our brain and that help us have a different perspective on life and reach the resources that we need to deal with what's happening much better.
Thank you. I completely agree. You know, part of the reason I do the program is because I sometimes, you know, people feel powerless. They think that they don't have the ability to either enact social change or to, you know, to think that, oh, like in the U.S., like the political system is so broken, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, if the more informed people are and the more active people are, you know, there's a lot you can do beyond just voting. And with my program, it's simply presenting the news with an editorial slant, but not in a preachy way. And then trying to be not necessarily inclusive of every single point of view on earth, but at least distilled down to some semblance of the truth where we're not screaming at each other. The reason I got into this is because my background as a comedian was in social satire. And I always thought the best way to provoke change was to do it through getting people to laugh by seeing, hey, these really serious issues are really serious. But if we like take a step back, like deflate and reframe the way we're looking at it, we might be able to approach this a little bit differently. So I think if people can listen to something and take a little grain of truth or a different way of looking at something, just one little thing away from that might reframe the way they see something in the long run, while also laughing at all the jokes I make about, you know, Jimmy Buffett. I hope that, you know, that's kind of all I'm asking for, because It's never been more important to, you know, stay informed, but just because it's information doesn't mean it's you're listening to the dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's such an important part of how we work as humans. We need novelty. We need to stay informed. We need to know what's happening. But it's very important how we get to feel afterwards, like after we get the information. And usually with the news, we just feel worse. Like we used to feel before. And it's a really hard to break vicious circle, because we need to get informed and we get to feel bad and we keep doing this on and on. And it's not easy for us to break from this circle. And I think this is one of the ways in which we can actually do it. And also be open to other perspectives. I think this is another beautiful part of humor, is that it helps us be more open to other perspectives. Like, we may not understand something, a point of view, for instance, but when you use humor, it's like, that might be something worth considering.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the most important things I found in my work as a comedian, because I toured all over the United States to big towns, to small towns, doing shows of all sizes. And I always found the characters I was like playing and the scenes I was like writing, I at least enjoyed playing the role of the devil's advocate or taking on a point of view I didn't necessarily agree with. From a satirical standpoint, in order to sort of, you know, again, present everything in a different light through somebody else's maybe view of the world. But also, in order to do that, you had to be able to understand where that person was coming from. So much comedy punches down and doesn't treat people with the respect they deserve. And I always tried to find a way to go, no, I think their beliefs, they may be abhorrent, but I would at least like to try to understand where they're coming from, because if you can't at the very base level empathize with somebody else, then you're really not trying to fix anything. You're not really trying to have an honest conversation. You're just trying to score points and to push your own agenda. And I think that's not very constructive. And you know, I'm looking back on all the experiences I've had, like touring the country, doing this kind of stuff, I'm quite grateful that I had that opportunity, because had I not been able to go to a lot of these places, I never would have been able to meet a lot of these people that later informed the way in which I want to essentially, you know, conduct my work and conduct my, you know, personal business.
Exactly.
You can draw whatever conclusion you want from personal business.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but I think it's really beautiful that you got to appreciate all of the input that you got and used it to offer more, basically. And I think this is one of the beautiful things that we can do when we are grateful, when we have different kinds of experiences. They actually help us give more, be more generous with the things that we share with other people, since we feel that we've been given so much. Because if we don't feel like we've been given much, it's harder for us to be too generous.
But absolutely. Also,
sure.
What I wanted to say was, like, in comedy, you know, when you're like a touring comedian, like I said a moment ago, you can go to big cities and go to small cities, and I ended up going to a lot of small towns. And it can be very frustrating when you're touring the country doing, you know, shows for very little pay. You're driving, you're flying, you're going in between, you know, you're on these like 10-hour drives between these tiny cities in Colorado. And what, you know, aside from like the enjoying doing the show itself, you would get people in these really, I remember this really tiny town in Colorado, and these people came out and they're like, thank you so much just for coming here. you don't understand. It's so hard to like just get a show to our small town. I'm not even like, you know, some Four Tops knockoff or some, you know, Broadway show that's long run its course that kind of goes to like a small theater. Like we would go into a show and the people would just hang out and want to chat with us afterwards because they were grateful to have some new people presenting some new stuff in their town. And that gave me the perspective of, you know, yeah, it's been a hard day. I didn't like having to drive to that mountain. but here I am, like this made the entire thing worth it because I got to share what I love to do with people who are really happy to be able to see it, whether or not the show was good or bad, versus, you know, when you're living in a big city, like I'm in New York right now, you could do a show for plenty of people who, you know, couldn't care less. So it's nice to, it's having those other experiences really, locked in that perspective.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Good for me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's such an interesting thing that you're saying this, that the fact that they had like less of this kind of shows actually helped them appreciate them more and see the fact that they are blessed by getting such a wonderful artist in their town. And I think it's something that we can all think about, like the things that we might be taking for granted just because we have lots of them in our life. And I believe especially this year has been quite an opportunity for that. And I'm curious if both of you individually, of course, want to share some of the things that you're grateful for in 2020. Like it can be quite difficult for some to find some reasons for gratitude in 2020, but maybe your ideas will be helpful for them.
I think what you were just saying is by not experiencing things, it made me think about next year and, you know, and beyond. You'll appreciate a show differently in New York because you went for so long without it. So I think I'm grateful for the time to stop and reflect, because I would consistently, you know, pretty consistently do a gratitude practice, but this time is really allowing you to stop and think about those things, that reprioritizing what is important. So I would certainly say my husband, Greg, during this time, yeah, I mean, it's been the two of us, and it's a lot of fun, but also this is just an insane time, you know, and to be going through this together, we'll always look back on this time and like, remember when we, you know, in the quarantine.
There have been some times where I felt really, really guilty because I was meeting with some people in like a Zoom class, and you know, they're all asking, how are you coping? How are you doing with this really difficult time? And to be quite honest, I was like, yeah, I'm having a great time. And it wasn't I wasn't trying to be flippant. It's because I truly feel lucky. First of all, like, I've always liked working from home. So being forced to do that indefinitely, it's like fine for me. But having, you know, think of all the challenges people are going through. People are losing their family members. People are losing their jobs. People are losing, you know, the ability to raise their kids or to even pay for their rent. We are lucky enough to be living together, to enjoy each other's company, to be able to, you know, get through the work day without completely driving each other crazy. Like we laugh all day, and we try to, not from, you know, some false, you know, we just honestly like each other's company and like making each other laugh, and to have unedited time to do that. Again, it's such a strange time to feel lucky, but it's really been great for the two of us because we just enjoy, you know, going through the day. And yeah, okay, I can't take the subway to go see some show, or I can't go to my favorite restaurant in Manhattan or whatever. But if I'm stuck at home, at least I'm stuck at home with her and we're having a great time. So it's, again, it's not everybody's experience, but we're grateful that our experience isn't, knock on wood, you know, as bad as it could get.
Yeah. Well, you just pointed out something that I wanted to get into a little bit more with this. I think one of the most beautiful ways in which we can create memories by laughing together. Like many of the things that I have written down for 2020 have to do with hanging out with people, whether online or together in a physical place, and the fact that we got to laugh, and laughing is something that connects people so beautifully, and it creates some amazing memories. And I think this is another reason why it's so important to have this kind of experiences, and that's why humor is so important for us humans. I think it's a wonderful way of creating moments that we can feel grateful for, and I'm sure that all of us, all of our listeners, can think of moments in 2020 when they got to have a good laugh with either their partner or a family member or friends, and feel grateful for that experience.
I also think about grateful for time. It has, it, like, even like the time to sit and talk with you. Not everybody has this opportunity. You can continue to distill down what you're grateful for. It's like, I'm grateful for my husband to get through the workday. Oh, I'm thankful for my job. Oh, I'm thankful for the time to invest in my job. It just continues. You can just boil it down to the simplest things. And when you were just talking, it reminded me of Maya Angelou quote that people will forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And when it's humor and joy, that feeling, people don't forget that. They might forget the joke you said in the show. They might forget what you
they
did.
They better not.
But that feeling is something that sticks with people. And I think through a gratitude practice that you help cultivate that feeling and share that with others.
And I do think, you know, Christy has long practiced various forms of gratitude, from journaling, from meditating and such. I do not come from that background, but what I have found is in this time, I, like she said a moment ago, like having this time, the small things I used to gloss over, I'm actually starting to relish in. Like, I've got a cup of coffee right here that with these really good beans, and every morning it's like a routine. I grind them, I make the cup, it's a whole thing. But I, you know, it sounds silly, but this like 10 minutes I get to enjoy this really good cup of coffee, compared to, you know, I'm late to the subway, so I go into Food You Desire and grab the worst $3 cup imaginable, and just like it's this. I'm doing the same thing. It's like I'm up, I'm getting coffee, I'm going to work, but it's a completely different process. It's like, hey, this is a break I've given myself instead of going into some office and trying to, you know, drink their watered down Lavazza machine. It's very different, but it's. I don't know what I'm going to do when this is over, because I don't know, bring an espresso in my bag, plug it in at the sports stream.
Other people would say, oh, I can go into work and there's an endless amount of coffee. This is amazing. Right? You know, it's like, right? It all depends on how you're looking at it. And true. The fact that you're looking at it, that you're stopping to be mindful of what you have and the hot cup of coffee in front of you.
I've got a roaster's eye.
What? What is that?
Hey, coffee roaster's eye.
Nobody says that.
I've got an eye for good beans.
Oh,
that's quite something. That's quite something.
Yeah, that's some profound stuff.
Yeah. You really have to have like a certain skill, something that's. Yeah, that's not too common to be able to do that. Yeah. And by the way, how is it to Christy? How is it living with a comedian? Like, how's life?
He's like, yo, Dish. Tell us what. Give us the real scoop. It's lovely. We were talking about this. How Greg just said that he doesn't have a. Regular gratitude practice, but I think he does, because he might not be journaling or meditating like I do, but he does it in his like everyday actions. He shows me that he's grateful for me by, you know, I don't know, cooking dinner while I'm on a call. And then when I'm off the call, I walk in the room and dinner's already on the table. And it's like, he prioritizes things in such a way, and it's meaningful because it's just what he does. And one thing that I do think comedians, especially improvisers, are really good at, or good improvisers are good at, listening and understanding what's happening right in the moment and not being afraid of acknowledging, are you okay? You know, is something going on? Like talking about things. So really communicating. And there's no end to the surprises and the bits that are happening around the house. Yeah.
I mean, dinner, agree, but what about the jokes? All
lots of surprising little characters that pop up from time to time, that especially in the quarantine when there is no audience and an audience of one to enjoy.
Yeah. He needs an audience for sure. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And also what I wanted to say, when Greg was saying that he doesn't have a practice, I believe that we learn by association, like the fact that you have a practice and that you are doing things and you are grateful. I think it has a ripple effect, like it gets to other people unconsciously. Like it's something, just they start one day doing something very similar, but just the fact that you are doing this, I think it rubs off on people. And I think this is wonderful, especially in couples, when one is able to do it, the other one is just takes it in one way or another, and it works the same with the bad things. So it works with the good things as well.
Do you remember there was a time a few months ago I was frustrated about something like work, like I'd sent in a writing packet to some show and they like threw it away or something. And do you remember you were like, all right, give me five things you're grateful for right now. And you like put me on the spot, and I had to like, it like reset me, because I had to stop and like consider these other things that had nothing to do with these like jokes I labored over that ended up not getting read, and I'm still mad about it. But but at the time you were like, no, give me five things you're grateful for right now. And I, little things like that find their way into my life, and it ends up, like you said, kind of like almost indirectly, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm a little bit more centered and grateful just through the nature of, you know, living with you.
Through having conversations.
So thanks.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. It's actually an amazing way of sharing the appreciation that you have for her, and the fact that you appreciate what she's doing and how she adds to your life. And I think it's very beautiful and touching that you share this.
Oh, thank you. I'm quite the lucky man.
Oh, I love this. I think it's the perfect way of ending the year on the Gratitude Podcast. And we are actually nearing the end of our interview, and I wanted to ask you if you have a message for our listeners for 2021. Like, what would you like to say to people, and I don't know, something that you find meaningful or funny, however you feel?
I would say keep listening to the Gratitude Podcast to find this inspiration in 2021. I just think that joy, it's coming from gratitude, from recognizing what you do have and appreciating it. And it's a never-ending practice, and you can continue to grow and go deeper in understanding what you have to be grateful for. And it's just a fun journey to be on, and that people are listening to have found this. I just say I encourage you to keep going and explore what else you have to be grateful for.
I would say I had so many acting teachers always impart, be present. You have to be present in the scene. And when I was younger, I was like, what are you talking? I'm here. It took a while to learn what they meant. But I think being present is going to be so important when, you know, the vast majority of us are vaccinated and we go on about our lives as we, you know, in some semblance of how we used to do it. And being present is going to be so important. And by that, I mean turning off your phone at a theater or at dinner. And, you know, we haven't been able to go see a concert in months. Once we get back into, you know, Madison Square Garden, I don't think it's not going to be great to everybody pulls out their phone again to go look at John Mayer. Like, I miss being in a venue and I want to really experience it. And take your pictures, go ahead. But, you know, be able to actually enjoy that experience. The same with social media. The quality of my life has skyrocketed since I stopped actively engaging in using any form of social media. Like, I follow the news on Twitter, and I have an Instagram account with a couple of family members I follow. But for the most part, removing all those comparisons that made me feel bad, and, you know, that whole fear of missing out is so true. When we can finally go outside again and go on vacation, I want to share it with Christy. I want to share it with, you know, whomever is most important to me, but to the world at large, it's like, I don't want to brag. I don't want to see other people bragging. I just kind of want to enjoy the moment for what it is. And I think turning off, for a whole host of reasons, deleting your Facebook account is very important, but just kind of staying off of this performative track we've been on for, you know, the past decade, it'll be nice. And I think it's important that we at least try to reset that as we, you know, start going forward. Should we be healthy?
Should we be healthy?
Should we be healthy? Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? Yeah. What do you hope people, you know, in 2021, what's different?
Well, I think it actually helps us. I really hope that it will bring us a lot of gratitude. Just the fact that we're able to do we will be able to do many of the normal things, not the new normal, but the normal before. And mm-hmm. we have this opportunity of actually appreciating those simple things that we will be able to do now. And There are so many things that we missed, and I hope that we will, once we get back, to be able to do them, to appreciate them on a whole new level, and hopefully manage to keep that appreciation, because that's a challenge. Like, in the beginning it's easier, but to just keep that appreciation can be a challenge. But I hope that we'll all be able to not just go to a new normal, but to not go to a new grateful somehow.
It's like finding the extraordinary in the ordinary is the
yeah. I look forward to my train being like 25 minutes late and going, well, at least it's back.
Yeah. The small things like this that just make life beautiful and engaging and interesting. I think we can all see them in a new way once we go to 2021 and to the new old world that we will be hopefully be able to experience. Yeah, so it's been amazing having you on. I'm really happy that we did this, and I'm very grateful that you shared so many beautiful things with us today. And I wish you an amazing 2021, and I hope we'll keep in touch. And for our listeners, I wish you happy holidays and amazing new year, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. So
thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having this space and asking the questions. I really appreciate being here. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. This is great.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.